Thank you, Peter. We'll begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we're continuing with part two of Luisa's teaching us through, by Jesus teaching her, how to repair and redo in the divine will. And we're halfway through. And the great thing about this is the second part is always better, because Jesus is expanding our capacity to understand more of what he, the Lord God, wants us to begin to live. So in volume 12, 227, 19, continuing in my usual state, and this, the usual state of Luisa was victimhood. And that's something that we're doing. We've been praying now. It's going to be 33 days next Thursday. Next Thursday, we will do a vow. And again, this is a personal vow. It's something that we're all going to present to Jesus. It's not a vow that a religious community would do, but it's a promise to Jesus that more than a promise. It's to enter into this abundant life, to become a victim soul. And what victim soul means in the divine will is there's no more worry, there's no more fear, there's no more anxiety, there's no more complaints, there's no more negativity, there's no more doubts. And this is, we go to this point of saying to Jesus, I want, the victimhood is I want to become a little child of the divine will, to live in the kingdom now on earth as the saints live in heaven. And that's to live a life of peace, joy, and happiness. So the consequences of this vow is to be filled with peace, joy, and happiness. And this is Luisa's usual state. Even though she's a victim, her hope, her confidence, her trust is in Jesus. Now, I hear many people talk about the divine will with doom and gloom. And then this is going to happen. And then that's going to happen. And then we're going to have to go through it. No, it's going to be tough. But we're filled with confidence in God, trust in God, hope in God. So here she's continuing in her usual state of victimhood. Okay. And blessed Jesus in coming almost always calls me into his divine will. Why? To repair or to substitute for all the acts of creatures in a divine manner. You see the joy that's there? It's all those people that were worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative. All those people that were continuing to live in sin. We are, Jesus is saying, would you be willing to stand in the breach for them? At this point, they can't let go of their sinfulness. They can't let go of their life, their misery. And he says, would you do it for them? And this is what repairing and redoing is. It's we're standing, as Moses stood in the breach for the Israelites, we're standing in the breach for all mankind. And we're going to substitute the fallen acts of all mankind all the acts of creatures in a divine manner. That's what Jesus did on Calvary. That's what Mary did on Calvary. They did this their whole life, but the culmination of all that they did was seen on Calvary. And this victimhood is to say, Lord, you want us in heaven. You want everybody. You want all my family in heaven. You want my friends, my neighbors, my coworkers, my parishioners. You want everyone in heaven. Nobody's living that life yet. Nobody's living the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. The fulfillment of the Our Father that we've been praying for 2,000 years. Nobody possesses this. And Jesus says to Luisa, would you do this for them? And now Jesus is saying, would you do this? Would you link yourself with Luisa so that everything can be repaired. Everything can be redone. That's the prayer of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics. Enkindle in us the fire of your love, which is the divine will. Send forth your Spirit, and we will be recreated. And then you, Holy Spirit, will renew the face of the earth through us. This recreation is what the divine will is all about. It's to be sanctified. That's what's coming. We had the era of creation where God created everything with the fiat lux. Then you had the era of redemption where the Blessed Mother said, fiat mihi, let it be done as you say. And now we have the fiat of sanctification. May fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven. So this fulfillment is coming. And that's what our God is trying to get us ready for. He's trying to get us ready for this new and abundant life. This is what our Lord is looking for. So he says to Louisa, Louisa says, Jesus comes to me to call me into his divine will in order to repair, to substitute for all the acts of creatures in a divine manner. So when you see something that is against God, against his holy church, what do we do? We first of all, thank you, Jesus, for showing this to me. Number two, I want to repair this, Lord. A lot of people get angry. A lot of people get upset. How dare they do this? How dare they say this? No, it's against Jesus and Mary. It's always against the new Adam and the new Eve, what they brought to earth. What did they bring to earth? The universal life again, the Adam lost, that Catholic life. This is what God wants us to begin to live. So when we see something, you go, thank you, Jesus, for showing this to me. I'm sorry it's happening to you. You're the one that's being offended. You're the one that's being insulted. Even if they scream at us, you're the one, Lord, that this is happening to. And I want to repair this. I want to redo this as if this sin and all sins never happened. The repair of the face of the earth is our job. The renewal of the face of the earth is our job, one with Jesus and Mary through Louisa. So what happens is, now coming in a divine manner, Jesus says, my daughter, as you do your acts, and you shall form for me a divine heir, okay, the stench of sin, I mean, this is the, if you think of Padre Pio knew when somebody was in sin as they'd come to him, and he knew that they weren't sorry for sins. And he'd slap them. He'd push them out and say, get out until you turn back to God and his church. You know, you're on your own. You know, you're going to hell. And people were offended by that. But that stench of sin was around the soul. And he says, Jesus says, when you, Louisa, do your acts as I taught you, as my mother taught you, he says, you form a divine heir. The stench is gone. The stench of sin is gone. And I shall come to breathe it. And I shall find a point on earth for me. Finally, there is a soul who has the true life of his mother, true life of Jesus. Finally, I can breathe the aura of sanctity in a soul. And this is what Jesus is saying. He says, I can find this speck on earth, this point of the earth for me. And since my divine will circulates everywhere, everywhere, I, God, shall feel the air that you shall make for me. And it shall break for me the bad air, that stench of sin that the earth sends to me. This is the beauty of the divine will. To live in the divine will is to be peaceful, joyful and happy. There's no misery. You're getting closer to this life, this abundant life of the new Adam, Jesus, and the new Eve, Mary. Not like the saints who did the will of God, but to live in the will of God. That's what Jesus and Mary taught Louisa. So volume 12, 4, 7, 19, 19. And I said, Jesus, I multiply my thoughts in your will. I multiply my thoughts to give to each one of of the thoughts of mankind, your thoughts, a kiss of divine thought, a kiss of divine adoration, a kiss of divine recognition of you. This is our joy. Our joy is to see Jesus, is to hear Jesus, is to smell Jesus, is to touch Jesus. Jesus says, I made your senses for God. And little by little, as Catholics, this is why we go to spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. We're with Jesus. We see Jesus. We're not there to read a book. We're there to fall in love with Jesus, to recognize you, a kiss of divine adoration, a kiss of divine recognition of you, a divine reparation of divine love, of divine thoughts, as if another Jesus were doing it. See, Jesus says to Louisa, would you be willing to live my life? Would you be willing to let this fusion that we do when we do our prevenient act in the morning, this fusion with Jesus, this fusion with Mary, do you want to begin to be another Christ? It doesn't mean that we become God, but to be in God's image and likeness is what God wants. Not just to do the will of God like the saints, but to be in God's image and likeness. The way he breathed this Ruah of God, this breath of God into the dust. What came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. That's our life. That's what Jesus is trying to teach us. It's not about being good and holy and saintly. That's just the first step. It's to share in divinity. That's what God is waiting for. That's why the priest every day at Holy Mass puts the drop of water into the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. Now you could see a lot of crazy things going on in the world today. But it's not to be upset about it. It's to say, like I said, Lord, thank you for showing this to me. Thank you for waking me up to see the reality. Lord, I'm sorry this is happening to you. Lord Jesus, I want to repair this. I want to redo this in the Holy Divine Will as if this and all sins never happened. This repairing and redoing in the Divine Will becomes our life. Why? He says, I want to multiply my thoughts. And this is what Louisa says, in your Holy Divine Will, to give each one of your thoughts, a kiss of divine thought, adoration, recognition, reparation, divine thoughts of as if another Jesus were doing this. And this, in the name of everyone, past, present, and future, and for all human thoughts, past, present, and future, and I intend to compensate even for the intelligence of lost souls. All those souls that don't want heaven, all those souls that don't want God. Lord, I want to repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything, as if all mankind were adoring you and loving you and praising you and thanking you and blessing you. And I intend to compensate for even the intelligence of the lost souls. And I want that the glory of all mankind be complete so that no one miss the roll call. So we stand in their place as if they were standing there. And what they do not do, I do in your Holy Divine Will. I want to repair for every thought, every word, every deed of my family, my friends, my neighbors, my coworkers, beginning with my life. I want to repair for everyone and for everything. To do your will and to give you, Triune God, divine and complete glory, as you, Triune God, rightly deserve this. Then looking to me, Jesus was waiting as if he wanted to multiply. He wanted, a reparation to his eyes. And I said, Jesus, I multiply myself in your gazes so that I too may have as many gazes for as many times that you have gazed upon each person with love. In your tears, so that I too may cry for all the sins of all mankind, to be able to give to you in the name of everyone, past, present, and future, the gazes, the divine love, the divine tears, to give you, Triune God, complete glory and reparation for all the gazes of all mankind. See, everything's being repaired. Everything's getting ready for the kingdom. Everything is being cleaned, if you want to say. The bride of Christ, the wedding dress is being washed clean. The stains are being removed. God is going to iron this dress. How? by the souls living in the divine will. That's us, hopefully. To repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Why? So that the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. So what is your job? What is your job in the divine will? Some people say to me, I want to spend more time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And that's good. Jesus says that's good. He says, but I'm looking for souls who will live in my divine will. He says, I have souls that will spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, reading a book. I'll find souls who will spend time in the front of the Blessed Sacrament, praying prayers, looking at their watch, time to go, my hour's up. He says, I want you to fall in love with God, to share in his divinity. So that, as he says, there is another soul gazing with Jesus's gaze, loving with Jesus's love, praising with Jesus's praise, glorifying God with Jesus's glory. Do you see what God is asking? This isn't about a saintly, good and holy life. This isn't about me becoming a saint. It's about repairing all human generations. Do you see the difference between what God has given us to with the saints? The saints have given us their understanding of what they have prayed and fasted about. And then they're illuminated to a level of doing the will of God. But to live in the will of God, this was given to our Blessed Mother first. Jesus on earth, the mother of God, Theotokos, the son of God on earth, the new Adam, the new Eve, and they have given this gift to Louisa. And so Louisa is the firstborn, the newborn in the divine will. And now our God is saying, I'm inviting you. He doesn't have to do this. He has Louisa. He says, if you're the only one, Louisa, I'm totally satisfied. He says, but I'm going to have an army of souls. This is the military that we're entering into. This is the combat that we're into. This is glorious. This is the final battle, if you want to say, worldwide. And what the Lord is asking of us is, like he said, when the Book of Heaven is given to the church, when this comes out, he says, the face of the earth will be transformed, transmuted. Wow, it's Jesus and Mary teaching us. This isn't a saintly way of understanding. It's not just a good way of understanding. That's volume 1 through volume 10. It's to begin to understand a divine way of understanding, okay? And nobody possesses it fully. I know I live in the divine will and I do divine acts. Well, that's kind of crazy. Jesus is doing it. It's not us. He's asking us to participate in his image and likeness. You know, our Lord is asking us to begin to enter into the life that was breathed into Adam. Now, again, what came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. What was his DNA like? What was Adam's DNA like? Image and likeness of God. What is our DNA like now? Get old, gray-haired, wrinkled, and die. Become food for worms. That's because of the fall of Adam. Jesus says, I want to bring mankind back to where Adam was before the fall. That's what he's getting us ready for. So he says, and then Jesus wanted me to continue the reparations to everything, to his mouth, to his heart, to his desires, etc. He is asking us to enter into his image and likeness again. And we have to learn how to do this. We have to study this. It's just not by magic that it happens. Jesus says to us, as you learn, I will expand your capacity to learn more, to expand your capacity, to learn more, to expand your capacity. This goes on for all eternity. Until 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 years from now, we're still going, how great God is. He's still expanding our capacity. He says, multiplying everything in his most holy divine will, such that it would be too long for me to say everything. Therefore, I move forward. So here, Luisa is talking about a divine reality with human terms. And she says, if I explained multiplying everything in his most holy divine will, this is what we're learning, little by little by little. He says that it would be too long for me to say everything. Therefore, I move forward. Now, this is volume 12. That's why when you get to volume 36, volume 35 and 36 are the summary of all 36 volumes. And I know some people that say, oh, then I'll just read the summary. You've missed all the way God has worked with you by going right to the end. You've got to start with volume one and read thoroughly. Every word that Jesus speaks is infinite. He says it's a divine life. Why? The word of God is speaking this. And as we read this, as we study this, as we put this into practice, as we make the divine will our everything, everything changes for us. Volume 12, 5:16, 19, 19. Then afterwards, I tried to fuse myself in my Jesus. And that's very important, to fuse yourself. You don't have to understand what this means at first. It's like learning a new language. You learn that word and you say the word. I think this means this, you know, and God in time reveals what this means. So when you pray, you say to Jesus, I want to fuse myself with you. Now, in time, God will show you that when you're really focused, when you're focused on what it means to fuse yourself, welding yourself. It's like two pieces of metal welding itself. It can't be broken. It's got a stronger bond by welding two pieces of metal, fusing two pieces of metal together. So afterwards, I tried to fuse myself in my Jesus, in his divine will, multiplying my thoughts in his thoughts in order to repair and substitute for all created intelligences, past, present, and future. And from the heart, I said to my Jesus, see, this is the love that you're going to develop with Jesus. You're going to love God more tomorrow than today, but you love God more today than yesterday. From your heart, I said to my Jesus, how I wish to give you with my mind all the glory, all the honor, all the reparation for the whole human family, even the very lost souls who have not given them to you with their own intelligence. Everything's being repaired. That's our job. It's not about becoming a saint, doing the will of God. It's entering into that life of Jesus and Mary, living in the will of God, to do what Jesus and Mary did, to begin to live that life of the new Adam and the new Eve. She says, and he, Jesus, as though pleased, kissed me on my forehead, saying to me, and I, with my fatherly kiss, I seal all your thoughts with mine. God is doing this. That I, God, may always find in you, Luisa, and the souls linked to Luisa, all created minds, and in their name of all mankind, past, present, and future, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners, everyone, to receive the continuous divine glory, divine honor, divine reparation that a God so rightly deserves. Do you see what this isn't about? Saintly things, good things, holy things. It's to enter into that abundant life where God breathed into Adam, that ruah of God, that breath of God, and to, so that Adam can be in God's image and likeness. The likeness is to do what God does. And that's why he says, I want to be your gazing in your gazing. I want to listen in your listening. I want you to speak in your speaking. Do you see, this is sanctification. Volume 12, 6, 16, 19. My daughter, how you deceive yourself. You calculate with the corporal pains. And I, God, calculate the corporal and the moral pains. So here Jesus is saying, all you're feeling is the physical. That's all you're feeling. He says, but Jesus is saying, I as God, when you go through this, I'm getting rid of the moral sin. You're repairing in the name of everyone and everything. So when you, like, again, when you see something on television or the newspaper or the magazines, instead of going, how dare they do that? It's like, Lord, I am sorry this is happening to you. I'm really sorry this is happening to you. But I want to repair this as this sin and all sins didn't exist. I want to repair this. And so it's a hole in the road. I want to repair this, that there, as if it never existed. Every time you have been without me, it was a death that you felt. And I, God, felt myself repaired for the many deaths that creatures give themselves with sin. And you took part in the many deaths that I, Jesus, suffered. We're sharing in his divinity. See, it's not when you feel sorry. I know a number of people have, you know, cried over the horrible situations in their families and their friends, their neighbors, their coworkers. And Jesus says, I felt repaired for the many deaths that the creature gave me. And you took part in the many deaths that I suffered. But Jesus is saying, I want you to help repair all mankind, past, present, and future. That's why Jesus takes Louisa back to the Garden of Eden so often, to begin to repair when Adam fell, to repair, redo, from Adam to the last person, from the last person that isn't even born yet, to repair and redo all of mankind as if it, what's that for? To get ready for the kingdom. That's Jesus ironing the wedding dress. That's Jesus removing the stains on the wedding dress of his holy church. Everything's being repaired. Volume 12, 9, 3, 19. My daughter, the purpose of your life. Here God is giving us the purpose of our lives linked to Louisa. Is known to me. It's not known to us. See, Jesus says, I want to make each one of the little children of the holy divine will my divine masterpiece. Not for you, not for me, but for God. He wants this masterpiece that he, the Lord God Almighty, is going to create. That's what he did with Adam. Adam came out of the dust, the image and likeness of God. That's a divine masterpiece. That's what he wants to do with us. He says, it's not up to you to investigate it. Well, what am I supposed to do? So many people say to me, well, what do I have to do to live in the divine will? Forget yourself, number one. It's not up to you to figure it out. He is the artist. Does a canvas say, okay, I want this. No, the artist says this. This is what I'm going to draw. This is what I'm going to paint. This is what I have planned. It's not up for you to investigate. It's the fiat. Let it be done as you say. When the Blessed Mother, when the angel said, you'll be the mother of God, she says, how can I do this? I don't know, man. What do I need to do to have this happen? She wanted to do God's will. She was living in God's will. The angel said, it'll be through the power of the Holy Spirit. She said, fiat mihi, let it be done as you say. We have to have that docility, that surrender, that submission to what God wants. It's not up to you to investigate it. What am I supposed to do? Jesus would say to Louisa often, your murmuring in your brain bothers me. Stop it. You're trying to figure out. Once Adam ate of the fruit, he did not know good and or evil. He did not know which one was which. That's why the Lord in his majesty, in his wisdom, has given us the sacrament of penance. To confess our sins is essential to live this Catholic life. And you go through your life every night. Okay, this is what I thought, this is what I said, this is what I did. Why? To get ready to go to confession. So you can receive absolution from the priest. That's the way Jesus set it up. Oh, I like to confess my sins in the middle of the forest. God hears me. Yeah, he hears you. And when are you going to listen to what I told you? You're doing what you want. Get back to the church. Get back to confession. If you want to give a priest a gift, go to confession. Let him become a priest. If you want to give a priest a gift, let him teach you about the divine will. That's the way God set this up. It's not the laity's job to teach the divine will. This is the sacrament of sacraments, Jesus says to Louisa. This is the first bread. And as the priest gives the second bread, the supersubstantial bread of the Holy Eucharist to the laity, this is what God wants the priest to do. And if you've ever read Louisa Picaretta, you'll see that. That's why Father Bucci, great guy, Father Bucci said, it's as foolish for a layperson to say, I haven't received the Eucharist. Well, I'll go to my table and say, this is my body, this is my blood. Now I have the Eucharist. He says, it's as foolish for a layperson to do that as to say, I'm going to teach you the divine will. That doesn't mean you don't talk about the divine will. But if you want to be taught, Jesus says, read the three appeals, especially the last appeal that Louisa gives. It's the priests that give this. And if you want to Protestantize the divine will, teach it yourself. That's why everything is falling apart in the Protestant denominations are shattered. 40,000 different, this is the way to do it. If you want to hear the divine will, listen to a priest who knows the divine will and has studied the divine will. It's very, very important that we do this. If you don't, God has to give you what you want. And that's the most frightening thing. Jesus says this. Volume 12, 9:3, 19:19. My daughter, the purpose of your life is to know me. It is not up to you to investigate it. So this is why we spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. This is why we're not reading a book and Jesus and the monstrances in front of us. St. Teresa says, if you can't think of I love you, read something to help you look at Jesus in the monstrance and say to him, I love you with my whole heart, my whole mind, with all my strength. I want to be one with you. I want to be fused with you. Jesus says to Louisa, if all you can say in front of the Blessed Sacrament, looking at me with your whole heart, mind, and soul, I love you with every heartbeat. I love you with every breath. He says, that's everything to me. It's not about, you don't bring your book in, you know, when you're at your grandparents and go, oh, let me see, what am I? Oh, hi, how are you? This is really good. You talk to your grandparents. I mean, this is what God is saying. So this is what he says. He says, the purpose of your life is to know me. It's not up for you to investigate it. Know, however, that you're mere fusing yourself with me every day. Fusing is essential. You don't have to understand what that means. You say to Jesus, you say fuse. That's a strange word to me. Show me what this means. And little by little, the more that you read, the more that you study, the more that you put this into practice, you go, oh, that's what it means. He's teaching every one of us. Fusing yourself with me every day and several times a day, not just when you're doing your prevenient act, serves to maintain the balance of all the reparations of mankind, past, present, and future. Because only the one who enters into me, fusing with themselves with Jesus, and takes from me the origin of everything that she does, everything that she thinks, says, and does, can balance the reputations of everyone and of everything. This is what Jesus did. This is what Mary did. And that's what they're offering to us. The soul can balance the glory of the Father on the part of all mankind, because since in me there is an eternal origin, an eternal will, I, God, was able to balance everything. I was able to balance the satisfaction, the reparation, and complete glory of the Celestial Father on the part of all mankind. And now he says, I want you to learn this. And you'll learn it by doing it. What is Jesus saying? Fuse yourself with me. What does that mean? Trust Jesus. Do you think Our Lady knew when the angel said it would be through the power of the Holy Spirit? She says, let it be done as you say. It's the same thing here. You want me to fuse myself with you? Let it be done as you say. That docility has to be there. You don't have to figure it out. Well, I have to know, does this mean this, 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 and this? Or does this mean, Jesus says, stop with the murmuring. When you say to a child, don't do that, don't touch the stove, it's hot. If the child is obedient, he goes, okay, you know what to say. They're still curious, but they don't touch the stove. Then you have the children who, oh yeah, I'll do what I want, and touch the stove and get burnt. Jesus says, fuse yourself. Fuse yourself. You don't have to understand what that means. Jesus says it. He says, because then, he says, I can balance everything in you. All the reparation, all the glory that my Father deserves on the part of all mankind. So as you enter it to me, so that's fusing yourself. Jesus is teaching you. You come to renew the balance of all the reparations of the glory of the eternal majesty of God. And do you think this is little? Don't you yourself feel that you cannot do without it? And see, that's what happens is as you start fusing yourself with God, you go, I have to do this. I know when I do this, things are working the way God wants them to work. Do you think this is little? Don't you yourself feel that you cannot do without it? And that I, God, do not leave you if before I do not see you fuse yourself in all my single parts to receive from you what? The balance of all human reparations as you substitute in the name of the whole human family. Everything's being repaired. The world is getting ready for the return of Jesus. That's our job. The kingdom is going to come on earth as it is in heaven. That's the fulfillment of the Our Father. Try as much as you can to repair me for everyone and everything. If you knew how much good the world receives when a soul without the shadow of personal interest, well, I'm doing this so that people have said that to me. I'm going to have a high place in heaven because I know the divine will. Personal interest. God goes, sorry. It's not for you. It's for the glory of God. It's to focus on our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King. It's to focus on Our Lady, the Mother and Queen of heaven and earth. Why? So that God can receive all the glory and all the honor and all the praise that our Heavenly Father so rightly deserves. Try as much as you can to repair for everything. If you knew how much good the world receives when a soul without the shadow of personal interest, it's not for me, but for the glory of God, but only for the love of me, rises between heaven and earth, united with me, balances the reparation of all mankind. One soul. That's what Jesus said Louisa possessed. And he says, Louisa, since you are doing this, I am satisfied. But I want an army of people to do this. As many who are disciplined, this is what army is, disciplined to follow orders. That's Jesus speaking to us, to Louisa. What does he say today? Fuse yourself. Yes, sir. I will fuse myself. And I will remember, you'll teach me what this means sooner or later. God's going to do it. Volume 12, 11, 3, 19. How my divine justice wants the renewal of these pains of my holy humanity. Okay, so this is what Jesus is going to show us. The renewal, the repair, of all mankind. My divine justice wants the renewal of these pains of my holy humanity. What did Jesus go through? He saw the sin of the world. He didn't complain about it. Our Lady saw her son crucified. She didn't complain about it. And who could ever feel them if not the one whom I had identified with me? First of all, the Blessed Mother, honored so much to the point of calling her to live at the height of my volition, in which from the center of it, she takes part in all human generations, unites them together and repairs me, loves me, substitutes for all mankind, all creatures. That's what Our Lady did. And that's what Jesus and Mary gave to Louisa. She's the firstborn who possessed this gift next to Jesus and Mary. This is not about a good, holy, and saintly life. This is about repairing the human generations. When you feel that you can take no more, abandon yourself more in me, and then you shall feel your Jesus praying, your Jesus suffering, your Jesus repairing in, with, through, and for you. It's not about, what they're saying, how horrible it is. It's just, I'm being persecuted. I'm being misunderstood. I'm being abandoned. No, Jesus says, no, you're going to feel Jesus praying in your sub praying. And we're saying to Jesus, I'm sorry this is happening to you. I want to repair this, Lord. You're the one that suffers. And you give me a glimpse of suffering, but it's not my suffering. It's your suffering that you're sharing with me. And you follow me, Jesus says, and I shall be the actor and you shall be the spectator. Don't take things personally when you're misunderstood by your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners. Don't feel abandoned when everybody leaves you. He says, I shall be the actor and you shall be the spectator. When you are cheered, you shall take the part of an actor and I shall be a spectator. And so we shall alternate with each other. This life is coming. Volume 12, 12, 6, 19, 19. Now I remember that one night I was doing the adoration of my crucified Jesus. The adoration of doing the adoration of my crucified Jesus. And I was saying to Jesus, my love, in your holy divine will, I find all human generations. And I, in the name of the whole human family, I adore you and I love you and I kiss you and I repair you for everyone and for everything. Your wounds, your blood, I give to all mankind so that all mankind may find their salvation. And if the lost souls can no longer benefit from your most holy blood, nor love you, I myself take it for them so as to do myself what they should do. I do not want your love to remain defrauded in anything on the part of any creature. I want to make up. I want to repair you. I want to love you for everyone from the first to the last man. Now that paragraph there, when you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, if you want to read something, read a line and then look at Jesus in the Eucharist. Lord, I want to repair for everybody, not just my family, not just my friends, not just my neighbors, but everyone. And while I was saying this and other things, my sweet Jesus extended his arms around my neck and clasping all of me, told me, my daughter, echo of my life. That's what we have to become, the echo of Jesus's life. While you were praying, my mercy softened and my justice lost sharpness, and not only in the present time, but also in the future time. Because your prayer shall remain in act in my most holy divine will. It will continue for all eternity. Why? Jesus is praying in our praying. It doesn't end. We're one with Jesus. We're one with Mary in the most holy divine will. So we'll end there. We'll be back in 15 minutes.